Good morning. It's 6:46 a.m. on Sunday, July the 8th, 2018. This is going to be an uncomfortable day, I'm afraid. The temperature outside my back door was 70 degrees. The official temperature is 64 degrees. Inside the house is still 80. And it's supposed to be another 95, 96 degree day. If I can't get the temperature inside down a few more degrees, this is going to be a rather unpleasant day at Casa de Lowell. Yesterday, it was a rather unpleasant day, but I didn't have 75 chores to run, errands to run, a lot of chores to do, and so I was able to write a lot. I ran sprints starting around 7, well, not 7, because I think I was still talking to you at 7 o'clock yesterday, but when I got back, I think I already had one, now that I think of it, I think I already had one done by then, which is why I was late getting out. I didn't want to get out too late this morning because heat. Not as bad as Arizona, but pretty warm. But I ran until like 9:30 last night. So I wrote for about 7 hours altogether yesterday. And well above my 1,000 word an hour average. Pretty much all day. And I got 10,000 words. Just barely, 10,059 or something. But I got a 10,000 word day, which made me feel good. I also got almost to the thrilling contusion. I probably would have got there. I may only have one good sprint left for the end of the book. Of course, I said that. I've said that for about 3 days now. But, this is close to the end. I think this is the next to the last chapter. Because I've got to resolve the last few things here. And then I'll need a short denouement at the end to wrap up the book and close it off. And basically say goodbye for the moment to Natalia and Zoya. And then, I don't know, I'll probably work on getting the paperback for Fire going. Work on that for the rest of the day today. I need to deal with Worldcon, that's coming up too fast. So I need to get air tickets. I've got a reservation in the hotel, but it's in Sifu's name. I need to make up my mind. How long am I going to stay? Since I'm not going to go to the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writer Colorado Gold Conference in September, I may just bite the bullet and stay through. Go to the Hugo Awards just so I can say I've been to one. I won't be going to Worldcon next year because it's in Ireland. As much as I'd love to go to Ireland, that's probably not going to happen. I should renew. God, I gotta remove my driver's license. I should renew my passport too. So yeah, I'm sort of sorting through the things I have left to do. I still have a book I'm supposed to mail out. I was hoping I was going to get. I was thinking I was going to get a chance to see Peter Beagle at Worldcon and get him to sign it. And I'm really bummed that I really could not stay that one extra day so I could have gotten it signed while I was in Pittsburgh. I'm going to cross RWA, Romance Writers of America, off my list for next month, for this month. Much as I'd like to go, I can't. I don't want to take that much time away. I need to get Home Run out. I need to get the Paperback of Fire out. I need to get Darkness scoped out. And ideally start sprinting with it, I don't know, maybe next week. Assuming I can get through the second draft of Fire. Not fire, home run. Oh, get ready, say it with me. Hello, little bunny. Monk post. Hello, little baby bunny. Hiding beside the road. So if I can get the draft done, get the second draft done by the end of the week, maybe by this time next week I'll have it up to betas. But I do need to let the draft set, rest just a little bit before I start in the beginning. Although I haven't read the beginning in a long time. I haven't gone back and read it through from beginning to end. There's a lot of continuity stuff I've got to be careful of. I'm going to have to go back to the Golden Age of the Solar Clipper fan group and pick up some names. Well, that's awkward. Oh, I guess it's the way they planned it. Okay, well, never mind. Gasoline? Guy over there under a Volkswagen Rabbit, perhaps he has a gas leak. Find the beat, 120 beats per minute. There it is. Some robins chirping up a storm. See him, but he's up there somewhere. So yeah, I still got a lot of work to do. I'm feeling very good about the last 10 days worth of work. Up to last night, well, like 10 days including yesterday, I had written 49,900 words. 49,700 words, anyway, very high nines. If I'd done one more sprint, I could have averaged 5,000 words a day for the 10 days, which is not bad. It's also moot, it's sort of, woohoo, look at me, kind of meaningless statistic. I'm going to lose that count, I'm going to lose that average as soon as I start editing. Which is okay. It's like I'm sort of getting excited about sprinting, but probably within 2 hours this morning, I'm going to stop sprinting because I've got to. I will have finished the book. And there are other things that I could use that time for that are useful. Like trying to catch up on paperbacks. I'm pretty far behind. As soon as I get this one out, I'll be 4 books behind again. And I still want to put together the 3-book Lois McKendrick Years as an ebook omnibus for people to be able to catch up with the Ishma Wong stories, at least through Fulshear. Feels looking good this morning. I'm walking past the park. 2 poppies are up. Yeah, maybe 3. It's hard to tell. Is it all the blossoms are all in one branch, so closely clustered. It could be 2, it could be 3. Oh, I'm almost back. Be what, just past 7 o'clock? What am I doing on time? It's 7:04 now. 17:47 on the timer. So let me lengthen my stride a bit, stretch it out because I'm on the home stretch. Push that aerobic value meter. Here we are. At the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.